We present Robin Hood by John Graham, starring Norman Wisdom and Moira Lister. Episode 5, Norman in a Jam.
Sorry about your supper, Mrs. Matthews.
It was a disaster, Norman.
Well, that was right to know you don't boil steak.
And what were those mushy peas which you managed to burn? You have a lot to learn.
Yeah, I suppose so. I never had much chance in life. You see, well, I had a very broken home.
What do you mean, very broken?
Well, my father used to come home drunk every night and smash the furniture.
How sad for you. I am sorry.
Oh, well, don't worry. Don't worry, Mrs. Matthews. I shall learn to cook somehow, and I promise to remember to open the gates next time I drive your Rolls-Royce out into the road.
Oh, good. I'm sure the Rolls would appreciate that. Now, Norman, we must talk about money. The money we need for our campaign.
Oh, our campaign, yeah. You mean like taking money from those who've got it and won't miss it, and then giving it to those who don't half desperately need it?
Good. You've got that into your head.
In a nutshell, yeah. Oh, if only we had enough money to buy the Tower of London.
The Tower of London? Why should we want to buy that?
No. I mean, if only we had that amount of money.
Oh, if only. Because there is a charity in dire need, a very worthy cause, helping orphans in Eastern Europe.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, we ought to help them. A good idea. That's all settled, then, eh?
It's far from settled. Where and from whom can we get the money? Have you any ideas?
Well, you didn't like the last idea I had for raising loot.
No, I didn't. Selling timeshares to Americans, indeed.
Well, it might have worked. Timeshares in Windsor Castle could have been very popular.
Not with the present residents.
Don't worry, Mrs. Matthews. I'll think of something else.
You are an incurable and eternal optimist, Norman.
No, I am not. I just know that something always turns up.
Norman Hood, my old friend. I've tracked you down at last. I heard you live round here.
Hello. Hey, it's Safecracker Simpson. Cool. Fancy meeting you again.
Shh, lower your voice, Norman.
Oh, sorry.
Fancy meeting you again.
Good to see you, old boy. But don't let me interrupt your work.
Oh, it's all right, Safecracker. I've nearly finished the car now, cleaning it.
By the way, I'm the Reverend Mr. Simpson now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you're wearing the collar the wrong way round. Fancy that. Safecracker Simpson, a vicar. I bet you preach good sermons, don't you? You never stop talking in prison.
Shh, I'm not a real vicar. It's a courtesy title. Courtesy of me. I found it very useful. Very.
Oh, hey, that's nice.
I need your help, Norman. And the bottom line, as they say, is money.
Yeah, well, the top line is, I haven't got any.
I guess that. But would you like to earn some? And when I say money, I mean easy and big money.
Would I like to earn some big money? Would I? Oh, yes, please, Mr. Simpson.
Get up off your knees, then, and listen.
Yes, Mr. Simpson, I am listening.
Firstly, do you have a licence?
A licence? What do you mean? Television, driving, or a dog?
A driving licence.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course. Mrs. Matthews hired me as her chauffeur. Well, I'm her handyman gardener. Come help and everything else.
Good. That's what I'd had, old boy. So you can drive. That's that lucky. What?
What?
Unfortunately, I lost my driving licence. You see, tricky.
Why don't you report to the police?
I can't.
Oh, you mean they took it away?
They helped. Anyway, would you be willing to act as my chauffeur this evening? That is, I'd like you to drive me to a certain place in the country. Wait for me and then drive me back into town again.
Well, it's no problem at all, Mr. Simpson.
And it'll be my pleasure to make sure that you're well and truly remunerated.
But I don't drink. Point is, what are you going to pay me?
I can offer you £400, old boy. Norman, are you all right? Get up.
I think so. Oh, cool, I nearly passed out then.
Let me help you. There!
You are offering me £400 to drive you around this evening. £400?
All right. You drive a hard bargain. I'm a generous man. Let's say 500. What?
What?
Norman! You've nearly passed out again.
No, I'm all right. I think it's just that... I thought you said 500. You see, I haven't been sleeping well, and I get confused sometimes.
I did say 500, old boy. So that's all agreed. We'll meet here outside your house at 7 this evening. What?
Right. Hey, wait a minute. What make of car have you got, then?
I'm not sure yet.
Not sure?
No, but by 7 this evening, I'll have Nick borrowed one.
Just a minute, Mr. Simpson. Look, I don't want to have to do anything illegal. I have gone straight now.
Norman, I give my word that if there's anything illegal going on, you won't be the one of us who's doing it. You just have to be my driver. Norman, what's the matter? Your eyes have glazed over.
I was just wondering what £500 looks like.
£100, Norman? Just to be his driver of the evening?
Well, that's what he said.
Well, why doesn't he hire a taxi or a minicab? There are plenty in the area.
Oh, they're very expensive, Mrs. Matthews.
Nonsense, a minicab wouldn't charge him that sort of money.
Oh, you want to bet?
It's obvious he's up to something crooked.
Yeah, maybe, but he promised me that I wouldn't be involved.
Now, if you drive him to the scene of the crime, of course you'll be involved. You'll be an accessory before or after or right in the middle of the fact.
So you don't want me to do the job then, eh?
Of course I want you to do it.
Oh, well, that's good. Of course I could do with the money.
I dare say. But this cash is going to be our donation to the Orphans Fund.
What, all of it?
All of it.
Couldn't I keep a few quid?
No.
For expenses, then?
No.
Say £5, eh?
No.
£2.50?
No, Norman.
Oh, the orphans wouldn't miss 50p, would they?
Norman, do switch off.
Oh, well, all right.
Think of our campaign. 500 will be an extremely welcome donation. Now, I must go and get ready. I'm playing bridge this evening with some old friends who live opposite.
Here I am, Mr. Simpson. 7 o'clock on the dot. Where's your car?
Ah, a bit of a snag in that department, Norman. Due to circumstances beyond my control, I couldn't obtain one.
Well, what circumstances?
The owner came round the corner.
Oh, so my job's been cancelled then, eh?
Not at all, Norman. It's pretty much on. We'll just have to compromise. We'll use this Rolls-Royce of yours, old boy.
Oh, no, Mr. Simpson, that's impossible. Not mine. It belongs to my employer, Mrs. Matthews.
I know that, but she's not going to mind if we borrow it for a few hours.
She's not going to mind.
That's what I said.
But she'd go berserk. She'd do me a mischief or chum me out. Maybe both.
My dear chap, calm down. I've just seen her leave the house, all dressed up in black and yellow, like a willowy wasp.
Hey, now, that's the point. She's going to play bridge with some neighbours, you see, but... Oh, no. No, I couldn't. I really couldn't take her roles. Oh, no. It's impossible, Mr. Simpson.
Norman, my dear chap, listen to me.
Yeah?
£500, remember.
Mr. Simpson, jump in.
I knew you'd see reason. Lucky it's almost dark. We'll never be seen leaving here.
Are you comfortable, Mr. Simpson?
Yes, let's go. Oh, nearly forgot. I brought this for you, Norman. Put it on.
Eh? But it looks like a clergyman's dog collar.
It is a clergyman's dog collar. Clip it on.
Oh, no, I couldn't, Mr. Simpson. I really couldn't.
Why not?
Because I'm not a vicar, honest.
I know that. Neither am I.
Well, you look more like a vicar than a vicar. Suits you. And besides, you talk posh. And I bet you never sleep in your vest.
Put it on, Norman, and let's get cracking.
All right, then. I'll put the collar on. There you are. Trouble is, I can never sing hymns in tune.
I'm not asking you to take a service. I'm asking you to take me to the M4.
All right, M4.
The point is, no one, but no one, will suspect two clergymen in a Rolls Royce. What?
Police Constable Harris speaking. Can I help you?
Yes, officer. I want to report a stolen car. My car. My name is Mrs. Natalie Matthews.
Right. Mrs. Natalie Matthews.
Yes.
And description, please.
Well, I'm 5'5", fair hair, clear deep blue eyes, and my age is certainly nobody's concerned except my own. Not that I'm in the least concerned about my age, I hasten to add, because actually,
Madam, a description of your car, please.
Oh, yes. Oh, I apologise. It's been such a shock. I'm quite distressed, you see.
No. Take your time, madam. No rush at all. The serious crimes can wait.
Oh, good. Well, it's a Rolls-Royce. I was playing bridge with some neighbours, and doing rather well, incidentally, when one of my friends glanced out of the window and said, Natalie, why are two clergymen driving away in your Rolls-Royce?
Two clergymen, madam?
Not far now, Norman.
That's good. Now, please remember, Mr. Simpson, I don't want to do anything illegal.
Relax. I'm handling the illegal bit. I promise. I give you my word. As a vicar.
Well, that's all right, then. Just a second. You're not a vicar.
Keep your eyes on the road. We're nearly there.
Where are we going, then?
To that marmalade factory over on the left. I'm doing a nice, lucrative job there.
Marmalade factory? Don't make me laugh, Mr. Simpson, please. Who's going to buy cup-price stolen marmalade? You'll never get rid of that.
I'm not interested in their marmalade. It's the factory safe I intend to crack open.
Oh, so that's why you can pay me so well, eh?
All you have to do is park outside, wait for me, then we drive back to town and I deliver to Mr. Big.
Who's Mr. Big, then?
My brother. He's the brains of our family. Now, park here, Norman. Don't be nervous.
Supposing someone comes along and asks awkward questions?
There's no one around here at this time of night.
Good luck, Mr. Simpson. Hey, don't forget your case.
Thanks, but I don't rely on luck, just skill.
I'll be back in less than 5 minutes, but if there's any sign of trouble, you know what to do.
Yeah, I'll go home.
No, sound the horn.
Well, all right, like this.
Shh, no, twice.
What, like this?
Shh, quiet. Remember, you're a chaplain, not a Charlie. See you.
I'll be home in bed by 11 o'clock tonight with me cocoa and £500. Oh, yeah, I wish I had told Mrs. Matthews. Hey, the car phone. Here we are.
Four 4987? Hello?
Oh, good, you're home again, Natalie. Mrs. Matthews.
Yeah.
It's me here, Norman Hood, your gardener, handyman.
Yes, I know who it is.
I just phoned to say that the orphans have as good as got their money. I'll be back soon.
Norman, something awful has happened. My rose has been stolen.
Stolen? Oh, no, Mrs.
Yes,
Matthews,
yes,
no.
And the appalling thing is, it's been stolen by two clergymen.
Oh, they were clergymen.
It's true. Oh, what is the world coming to?
Mrs. Matthews, let me just say something.
Oh, it's kind of you to sympathise, Norman, but I'll be all right. That third brandy has calmed me. Anyway, I've told the police.
You what? What?
I said I've told the police, so don't you worry about all this.
Mrs. Matthews, telephone the police now and just say
I have telephoned them, Norman. You never listen.
Mr. Simpson couldn't get one to go to this marmalade place, so we...
This must be a bad line, Norman. I thought you said something about marmalade.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, I've got to go. Someone's coming. Oh, God.
Good evening.
Oh, you, of course, you gave me a bit of a fright then.
Oh, I beg yours, sir. Oh, sorry, a vicar. Hmm. A vicar in a Rolls. Very salubrious. Well, things must be looking up in the clerical trade.
Well, it's a gift, you see, from some of my grateful parishioners.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, they gave it to me if I promised to keep my sermons short.
Waiting for someone, Padre?
Oh, yeah, a colleague, another vicar. He's a clergyman too, like me, also.
But I'm in a bit of trouble, Padre. You're not by any chance heading for town when your colleague comes back?
Yeah, I am. We are.
Well, the thing is, my car's broken down and I've got to get to the station quickly. Might I scrounge a lift?
Oh, yeah, of course. Hop in. We'll drop you there with pleasure.
Oh, thanks very much, Vicar. Oh, by the way, my name's Evans.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Evans? And I'm Norman. I was always glad to help.
I'm very grateful to you.
Which station do you want to go to, then?
Oh, the police station. It's less than a mile from here.
Why do you want to go to the police station, Mr. Evans?
Why? Well, because I'm a policeman, of course.
Oh, I'm a policeman? No, you're not. You're having me on. You're not wearing a uniform.
Well, that's because I'm a detective, Vicar. Detective Sergeant Evans.
Detective Sergeant...
Evans, yes. I don't suppose you've had many dealings with us lads, eh, Padre?
Oh, yes, I have. No, I haven't. A detective? Well, that's only a policeman with smaller feet, isn't it?
Oh, very droll, Padre. But I'll tell you something. I can spot a villain 100 yards away.
100 yards away? Well, that's all right, then.
Yes. I can tell by the shifty eyes and twitching.
Twitching? Shifty eyes?
Yes, exactly. Just like that. I think this is your colleague coming out.
Oh, God.
Well, he shouldn't be running at his age. You must get that seen to, Padre. The wiring's loose, I dare say.
All right, Norman, let's go.
Mr. Simpson, there's somebody here you ought to meet. Don't blame me, I was just trying to help. I promise not to be cross, and watch your eyes. And don't twitch.
Norman, why did you have to lumber us with a detective? Could have been tricky.
We dropped him off at his police station, didn't we? So no harm done. And he didn't suspect anything.
Can't you go faster?
No. We don't want to get the police after us for speeding, do we, Mr. Simpson?
But you said they were after us anyway. If they've been told this car's stolen, we ought to dump it.
But it belongs to Mrs. Matthews.
That's her problem. And yours, old boy.
Mr. Simpson.
Yes?
I've just realised. If the police stop us, it doesn't matter. Because I can tell him it was all a mistake. After all, I am Mrs. Matthews' chauffeur, and I can talk me way out of it, can't I?
I'd rather you didn't try.
Let's look on the bright side, eh? You got everything you wanted from the factory safe, now, didn't you?
I certainly did. Now, when we reach town, we head for the Piccadilly Plaza Hotel.
Your brother is staying at the Piccadilly Plaza? Of course, he must be doing well. You need to have a bank loan to buy a cup of tea there.
The Piccadilly Plaza. I had no idea we were spending the night here, Roderick. Oh, it's a lovely suite. What's the matter? You look jumpy and nervy.
To tell the truth, Fiona, I am slightly jumpy and quite desperately nervy.
But your wife will never find out about us being here.
I'm almost certain that girl at reception recognised me.
Oh, silly Roderick. Nobody recognises cabinet ministers.
Of course they do. Don't they?
Besides, you didn't sign the register Roderick Burrows.
No, that was a stroke of genius on my part. I used my mother's maiden name. Officially, for tonight, we are Mr. and Mrs. Simpson.
That's fine. Nothing can go wrong.
This is the hotel, Norman. You wait in the car. I'll go in and give this case to my brother. And in less than 5 minutes, I'll come back and give you your money. What? What?
Oh, that's very kind of you, Mr. Simpson. You're a real pal. It's been a pleasure helping you. Oh, 500 quid, eh? It's unbelievable. I feel it's not happening.
Yes, quite.
Done very well for a crooked younger brother.
I still don't know why you wanted me to steal marmalade recipes from that factory.
It's called industrial espionage. They may be only recipes to you, but to me, they're a nice little earner.
So where's the jolly old loot? My money? What was
it? Here, in the envelope. Count it if you don't trust me.
I trust you, old chap.
Very good hotel, this. I always stay here in the Gladstone suite. And by the way, what do I owe you for that driver you hired?
Norman? That little mud doesn't need anything.
Something for his petrol, surely.
No, don't bother. I can slip out the back way and avoid him.
It's me, Mrs. Matthews.
Where are you, Norman?
I'm outside the Piccadilly Plaza, waiting for Mr. Simpson to come out with the money.
Well done, Norman. You're a genius.
Oh, thank you. Hey, there's one thing slightly worries me.
What's that?
Mr. Simpson said he'd be back in less than 5 minutes, and that was 2 hours ago.
Norman, you're an idiot. He's trying to dupe you.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought so. We did shake hands.
Oh, don't be so gullible. Listen carefully. I want you to stay at the hotel.
What for?
I'll get a taxi and come and sort this out myself. We've got to get that money. Well, I've already promised it to the charity people.
Oh, by the way, Mrs. Matthews, I've found your Rolls Royce.
You found the... How on earth did you manage to do that?
Well...
No, don't tell me. Explanations later. Stay at the hotel. I'll be with you as soon as I can.
She wants me to stay at the hotel. Oh, well, she'll have to pay, that's all.
Good evening. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'd like a room, please. For tonight. For me. Myself. Personally, you see what I mean?
I'm sorry, sir, but we have no rooms or suites available.
Ah, that may be, but I read somewhere that you always keep a suite available for unexpected visiting foreign royalty.
That is so, sir.
Yeah, well, listen, I happen to know that they are not coming.
What?
So I'll have that suite.
I'm sorry. Out of the question, sir. Good night.
Oh. Wait a second. I've just realised something.
Yes, sir?
I was waiting for Mr. Simpson, see, and he's in this hotel somewhere with his brother. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? His brother, who's staying here, must be Mr. Simpson, too.
I don't quite follow.
Let me explain. Mr. Simpson's brother must be another Mr. Simpson, mustn't he? Because, you know, they've got the same name. For instance, I'm Mr. Hood, but I don't have a brother. But if I did...
What exactly do you want, sir?
I want to know which room Mr. Simpson's in.
Right. Just a moment. Ah, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Roderick Simpson. They're on the second floor, the Thatcher suite.
Oh, he's got his wife with him, has he? Right, second floor, the Thatcher suite.
Roderick, what do you think?
Oh, yes, it's a lovely nightdress, Fiona. Very captivating. Well, what's so amusing?
I just think it's such a hoot, you signing us in as Mr. and Mrs. Simpson.
It's not funny. I keep telling you, if I'm seen here with you, it'll be utter ruin. Expulsion from the cabinet, a certainty. I come from an old, respected family. My brother's a bishop, damn it. My God, who's that? Someone's at the door.
Relax, Roderick. I'll go and see.
Oh, hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Can I come in?
Well, you are in.
I don't believe it. A vicar? What do you want?
Oh, your brother's not here then, eh?
My brother? Of course not.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, because, well, I know who you are, don't I?
My God, you do. You know?
I worked it all out, and I've been waiting outside for 2 hours.
What?
Spying on me.
Oh, no, don't be like that. I'm just waiting for the money, that's all.
Money?
I know you've got it.
This is a nightmare. Pinch, Fiona, it's a bad dream.
You can't be real, Vicar.
What? No, this collar's just a cover. I'm not a vicar, no. Not me, I am Norman.
Look here. All right, this lady is not my wife, as it happens. I hardly know her. She's a secretary.
Roderick! I'm an interior design and soft furnishings.
Oh, shut up.
Look, I don't want to cause you any trouble. I just want the money. It's only fair, isn't it? I mean, that's what I was hired for.
What? Hired? Hired? By whom?
Your brother, of course.
I don't believe it. My brother's involved. The sanctimonious creep. He never liked me. Never.
He said that you was the brain of the family.
Listen, please, Norman. You're a man of the world, and I'm just a weak human being with red blood coursing through my veins.
You what?
I'm willing to give you, let us say, a certain sum, providing you don't speak to a newspaper.
If I don't speak to a newspaper, you're having me on, aren't you? You don't speak to newspapers, you read them.
This is no time for levity. I am willing to pay you to keep quiet about this evening.
It's blackmail, Roderick!
Now, let's keep calm about this. Now, Norman, if I gave you 1,000, you'd keep quiet, and you wouldn't come back for more, would you?
If you gave me 1,000, I wouldn't be able to get up off the floor.
Done. You'll take a check.
Take it? Well, I'll grab it.
Who do I make it out to?
Norman Hood, with an 8. Mm. Oh, I'm very grateful, I really am. And Mrs. Matthews will be too. Not to mention the orphans, of course.
What are you talking about? There you are.
Oh, thank you. Good night then, Mr. Simpson. And Mrs. Simpson.
Don't call us that!
£1,000, eh? Oh, you must be doing well. I'm glad I advised your brother not to nick the marmalade. Bye!
Marmalade?
I've come to the hotel to help you, Norman. Why are you rushing out into the street like this?
In case he changes his mind.
Who?
Mr. Simpson's brother. He gave me the money in the end. Look, a cheque for £1,000.
But the signature is Roderick Burrows. See?
Oh, that's strange. I didn't notice that. Roderick Burrows?
Yes. He's in the cabinet. He's got a brother who's a bishop, called Beefy Burrows. Always shooting his mouth off.
Oh, well, I don't quite understand, but never mind. We've got the cheque, haven't we?
Yes, we'll pay it in first thing in the morning. Oh, it's a wonderful donation for those orphans. Oh, and Norman, thank you for finding my car. You might tell me how you did it. Where did you park, by the way?
It's over there. Oh, there it is.
Who?
Wait here, Mrs. Matthews. I'll go have a word with him.
Norman, where are you going?
Mr. Simpson, there you are. I've been waiting hours for you.
Now, don't get awkward, old boy. I just went to have a drink in the hotel bar. Tell you what, have this account. £100 cash. We don't want to bother the Inland Revenue. What, what?
What?
I'll send you the rest by post. First class stamp, rest assured.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Simpson. £100? Oh, thank you. Yeah,
I've got a dash old chap. Train to catch. What, what?
Now, one minute. Hey, Mrs. Matthews, come over here. May I introduce Mrs. Matthews?
Good evening, Mrs. Matthews.
Good evening, Vicar. Well, I'm so glad you have some respectable friends, Norman.
Excuse me, I'm in rather a hurry.
Oh, yeah, of course, your train, yeah.
No, that detective again. I'm off. Tricky.
Detective? What's he talking about, Norman?
Well, Padre, fancy meeting you again.
Detective Sergeant Evans.
Good evening, madam. The vicar here did me a good turn earlier this evening. I must say, your husband's a really good man, and there's very few of us left.
My husband? Not vicar.
It's all right. I can explain. I'm Mrs. Matthews' handyman, see? I cut the dishes and washed the grass, and I had nothing to do with the marmalade, but the cheque came from that man, the girl in soft furnishings.
I don't understand.
Well, it's because Mr. Simpson lost his licence. No, not the dog licence.
I see, but what...
He promised me 500, and then it became tricky, and well, why did he give me a cheque if he was a cabinet minister?
Oh, well, I really don't...
No!
What's wrong, Mrs. Matthews?
My car! It's been clamped!
How dare you!
It's nothing to do with me, madam.
Picking on a poor defenceless widow with impeccable connections? It's too much! You ought to be ashamed of yourself!
Oh, but madam,
don't
please...
Don't interrupt! Clamping my Rolls Royce, indeed! You ought to be reported to the police!
He is the police, Mrs. Matthews!
The inconvenience, the expense!
But Mrs. Matthews, look, hey, I'll tell you, look, I've got £100 here in cash. I'll pay to get you unclamped, eh?
Well, that's very sweet and generous of you, Norman. But this detective friend of yours... Oh! Where is he?
Hey, look, he's running away from us. Look at him. Was it something we said?
Robin Hood was written by John Graham and starred...